right. Let's see. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, Chris is so pumped.
You see, Chris, you were like, 3, 2.
He's going to stay awake the whole time looking straight.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. It's Wednesday's wins and whiffs of the week. John Walden is getting an up close and personal view of all the people that are watching. He has that kind of capability. There he is. Oh, beautiful. Gorgeous man. Charles is here. Brandon is in his garage. And Chris is so pumped for this episode. He almost fell out of his chair.
Almost.
All right. Another. Oh, I said all right. John, mark it down. Do you have a pen? Mark it down at 38 seconds. I said all right. John is counting those, by the way, guys. Apparently, I say them as much all as right. Matthew McConaughey.
For our viewers, it's a new drinking game. Every time Shane says all right,
ooh,
take a drink.
All right.
take a drink.
There goes Brandon.
Take a drink.
Don't gotta tell me twice.
Go ahead.
We have a sixth person on the show.
What?
Who's that?
Brandon's mustache?
The mutant on Brandon's lip.
Is it Movember? I mean, Mo...
It's Mustache May.
I've never heard of that.
Neither has my wife, but I said it's Mustache May. She's like, that doesn't exist. And I said, it does now.
Brandon's got a May stash.
God.
I've been growing it since Friday.
Charles grew his for the entire month, and it was about a third as thick as what you got going on.
Oh, yeah.
I FaceTimed Brandon, I think this morning. He FaceTimed me. He wanted to show me something, and his mustache was about one third the size of his now. It like quadrupled probably.
I was going to say, when you spoke to him this morning, he was clean shaven.
No, he had like a little bit of stubble. Now it's like, it was like 3 inches long.
I was like, hey, Charles, I was FaceTiming. I was like, hey, how does this look? And he's like, I can't see it. I can't. There's something in the way.
Probably your mustache.
All right. We're here with Wins and Whiffs. Let's jump in. Let's see what the new additions to the collection are. Subscribe to our channel and comment what your favorite win is after you see this episode. It's time for Wins of the Week. All right, folks, we're traveling south. Depends on where you're from, I guess, but three of us would be traveling south to Georgia. John Walden, we're almost got you there.
One more time.
There it is. Guys, we're in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. Let's see what John's win of the week is.
Yes. Oh, look.
Glad to see Hillary's with you.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Still here. She's still here.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny.
If you missed the live stream, I wore the mask.
Matt Neef threw out a super chat, and Hillary Clinton showed up.
Like $200.
Yeah, it was awesome.
No, it wasn't $200.
That's the super chats that we're never going to see, right?
Yeah, the super chats we're never going to see.
What is that?
I just got a glimpse of it.
5-gallon water challenge? You never did it?
Oh, God. I didn't even see it.
You were out of your mind.
Drink 5 gallons a day.
5 gallons.
It's kind of bad for you.
I was going to say, that's actually too much.
No, it's actually really good for you.
That whole jug per day?
No, that's impossible.
I don't even drink 5 cups
a day. I peed like 47 times today already.
Yeah. I've been drinking a lot the last like 2 months, and it's ridiculous the difference of how many times you have to get up and pee.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot too, the less.
Sometimes you have to cleanse your body.
with 5 gallons.
5 gallons of water.
5 gallons of Amstel Light.
Yep.
All right.
I'm pretty
all
sure.
Right, Johnny.
Watch that timer.
I would not recommend that. Do what? Oh, me?
Come on, show us your superpowers already.
Hey, how's Johnny?
Because only John collects superpowers.
Yep. Fact. Well, on this channel, yes. But there are several other collectors. Thank you.
Are we showing our wins? Or? Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So this is Parademon.
Wasn't he in the WWE?
Yeah, he double teamed with Ricky Steamboat.
He's a he looks like a luchador.
Josh. Yeah.
He looks like he's from the Power Rangers.
The story with this guy is a superpower action feature.
Wasn't he in Book of Boba Fett? Does,
that's the exact same thing that the wrestlers do.
Probably. But this is another story where I found the gun first. This gun was in that collection that I had. Right? And then I ordered the figure. So now I have a complete Parademon. So that's pretty cool.
Nice.
One more down. One more down.
So that's the superpowers?
The gun worth? How much is the gun worth?
Yeah.
$25-$30.
And what's the figure worth?
The figure complete, about $65-$70. Huh. I paid, I think, $25 for the figure. So
Chris has a philosophy. If your item that you're showing is under $100, he's angry that you're even showing it to him.
So the story with the Parademon is, like, in the Super Friends show, like the power of the Super Friends or whatever, you know, that
all right, here we go.
The likeness of the Superpowers collection is based on the cartoon. Do you remember that with the Hall of Justice and all that?
I'm sure.
Anybody ever watch that when you
were I don't think I even watched
I had
it.
A cartoon? I had no idea.
Yeah. I'm gonna have the comics, these are called Parademons.
No, what's the name of the show?
The Super Friends.
Yeah, I recall that, but I have no good excuse of why I didn't watch that, because I would have been the right age, you know, 6-7 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't recall
it. I used to watch it all the time. But but in the comics, they're called Parademons. They're part of, I think they're part of Darkseid's, kind of like his flying monkeys or whatever.
Darkseid. That Darkseid figure was cool.
Do what?
That Darkseid figure was cool.
Yeah. In the cartoon, they had to call them Paradrones because they didn't want to use the term demon.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Hmm. Hmm.
Parademon. Parademon.
Hmm.
All right.
Blaster.
Hmm.
Complete.
Hmm.
Working action. Going to my collection.
That's really garbage.
I love when John you know what? Yeah. Frankly, I do, because I just don't know that line. So at least I get to see something new that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah. Chopping them down.
Yeah. Well, you.
Oh, I've always been.
Yeah.
John is always expanding.
Mr. Expander.
If it's a toy, if it's an action figure, I probably have bought it at some point.
All right. Well, I'm going to go
to toy. John will collect it.
Correct. Correct. If it's a toy line that you put in front of Brandon, he will collect it. Speaking of, I'm going to go to Brandon next, because I'm hoping he has something that will wake Chris up a little bit before I go and put him to sleep.
So I know it's like, if you have something that's under $100, Chris just goes directly to his phone.
so
we've been letting Chris down
on your phone.
So he's been on his phone. Well, this thing is greater than $100, so Chris will probably have to look at me if I can find the damn thing.
Take your time, Brandon. Don't worry. We're not shooting an episode now.
Oh, here it is.
Don't we do this every Sunday night?
No, Wednesday.
I don't even know where I put it. I picked this up today.
Yeah. Aliens.
While hunting. Close.
Ooh. Ooh, the old Remco
Wolfman.
Those in the dark.
What is that? 78?
Ow!
Toys R Us.
That's why you're growing the beard.
Wolfman. Beer?
Yeah.
80.
80. I was close.
I didn't even know anything about these, and I asked the guy if he had what else he had, and he's like, "Oh, I got this Wolfman figure." And I was like, "What's that?" And I was like, "Oh, this looks pretty cool." And then yeah. I know that there's Dracula, Mummy, Frankenstein, The Phantom of the Opera, and the Creature from the Black Lagoon. And I know they're remaking these. NECA is right,
yeah,
in a larger format. But this is the original.
They look exactly like that. The packaging looks exactly like that.
Original 3¾ Wolfman.
Wow,
pretty nice shape.
Sweet,
very cool.
Are you keeping that for yourself, or are you selling it?
No, it'll probably be on the page.
God dang, sell to me.
John's salivating over there,
huh?
I knew John. I knew John was gonna say because he loves. He's got all the horror figures and stuff.
Yeah.
No, I mean that'd be cool in my shop.
I thought about keeping it, but then I'm like looking at the other ones, and I think the Creature from the Black Lagoon goes for
That's expensive. It's like $400 or $500.
Yeah. So this is pretty neat. So yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I didn't even know about these things, but the packaging is like amazing.
Oh yeah.
Why don't you open up now?
it's a huge freaking card back with a
I know.
It's a standard card back.
I kept thinking the exact same thing. Why does it look so small in a huge card back?
Yeah. It's a standard card back.
It's just like
his face on there, probably. That's why.
It's what?
Oh, they had to fit his face on there, maybe.
That's why. This is the same size as a.
It's the same size as your face.
I mean,
that face is the same. Want to
compare? It's the same size as a.
Oh, it's smaller.
Yeah, it's smaller even. I mean,
look smaller.
See, it's like an optical illusion, Charles, because he's holding it up next to his mustache, and slightly it looks
slightly smaller.
It's a different size because the mustache
is mustache.
Yeah. That's
why. The mustache
slightly
is so
smaller
big.
Than a Star Wars mock.
So big.
Yeah. I mean, your mustache is only slightly smaller than a Star Wars mock.
Actually, the Wolfman should have borrowed Brandon's mustache to play this character better.
Right. He's got a thinner upper lip.
Rimco made a lot of cool stuff. I don't know how they got their licensing or whatever, but they did.
Looks close.
Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty
accurate. They did the Karate Kid stuff.
Screen accurate.
Yeah, the Karate Kid, yep.
They did Karate Kid. They did the Ronald McDonald Land.
Did you see that Karate Kid playset up for sale, John?
I've seen it.
You going to buy it?
No, it's too much.
I've never seen it before. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
there's one by me at a toy store.
Oh, really? The Karate Kid playset?
It's been there for like a year already.
Yeah, no, what are they asking for?
But they're cool figures, but no one wants that. I mean,
I really don't know offhand, but I want to say like $300 to $500, maybe.
It's super
something like
niche,
that.
Like that's
super niche.
Yeah.
All right. I had someone
on wax off.
I had someone come in this weekend and specifically ask for a swear bear.
Oh,
and we had
one. Swear bear. What?
Yeah. They're like little vinyl figures. They're about this tall, kind of like Funko Pops, but they're called swear bears. And he said, I collect vinyl. Do you guys have any swear bears? And I was like, dude, I have a swear bear.
Did he buy it?
He bought it.
John was so excited, I bet.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
How much is
it's
a swear
pretty cool
bear
to have something somebody for? Wants?
That was priced at like $8 because we didn't give a whole lot for it. They go for
eight.
He bought, almost $100 worth of stuff, but probably because we had a swear bear.
I mean, but, for $8, I would have bought it too.
All right, boys, it's time for Charles's win of the week.
Are you pushing it along, Shane?
I'm pushing it along.
Yeah,
we got a little story time, which is always good.
My win of the week.
You say something about the timer.
Here I go.
Yeah. Hey, Charles.
My win of the week is Rat King from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You got an 85.
Wow.
Nice. Comes with a little rat.
Cool, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I remember the little rat because I definitely had that.
Yeah, the
I don't know if I had that guy or not.
One of these was a pretty early. He was a pretty early figure.
I remember wanting him, but
hey, he was like in
series two or three. Yeah.
Go ahead, Charles.
This little rat, like right up there, scares me that it's gonna fall off. It like hooked on him somehow, but it looks like it's gonna fall off. So I'm sure it probably will. My luck, but
it does look like a nice display, but it is another kind of massive acrylic.
Oh, they set it up like so nice. But
yeah, it looks awesome.
It's huge, but there's only 20 of them, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but imagine if you had 20 of those for your cabinet.
I will. This is number two.
Are they going to do them all the same size is what you're saying?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, they're all the same thing. Nice. I wish they made them smaller, but that's how they make them. So.
Okay. Well, I think it's kind of nice to have them uniform too, though. So that'll be better than if they were all mixed sizes.
It's nice to have a break from Lego.
It is nice to have a break. What the hell was that?
Chris. Charles is starting a 5-gallon revolution, guys. Look at this maniac.
Chug, 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 chug.
Yeah, I thought he was going to finish it.
It's a real thing. 5-gallon challenge.
So you're buying each jug or you're filling that up each day?
I already have these anyway. You know I have a water dispenser at my house.
Yeah, what but to drink one per day is like crazy.
They're like $7. Chris, I go to your house. You have $1 bills rolled up near the toilet to wipe my rear end when I go to the bathroom. The hell is $7? Like,
I'm trying to figure out. That thing is pretty heavy when it's full. So you walk around the house with this.
That's huge.
With a 30-pound jug? Like,
it's got a handle on it.
I love how he doesn't even use the handle. He doesn't even use that.
Yeah, but can you pick it up when it's full?
There's nothing left.
But what do you do?
It looks so much funnier, though.
Do you have a giant straw?
No.
Now how do you drink out of it?
Done.
Charles is living the pure life.
Okay, now go get a new one and let's see you drink out of it.
So are you done for the day now?
Yeah, I want to see how you lift a 30-pound jug over your head to drink from it.
You only do it for a few days, and that's it.
I want to see Charles driving around in his car at work with that jug in the front seat. Drink. Well,
a full one of those is 40 pounds. So,
you don't have to drink it out of this thing. Just because you see me doing it now doesn't mean you have to drink
out
of it.
No, that's part of the challenge.
You could put it into smaller containers.
No, you know what's happening.
There was almost nothing left, so I drank it out of the bottle.
You know, you guys know exactly what's happened here, right?
I'm mind blown by
He's all out of late July. He has no Bella Villas in the house.
I'm not hungry.
So he needed a new thing for tonight. So now he's on the 5-gallon challenge.
The water stuffed him up. That's why.
You ever play Edward 40 Hands? Let's play some Edward 5-gallon jug hands.
You're going to duct tape his hands to that handle?
Yeah, I'm going to duct tape his hand to the handle. Two of them. And whoever breaks the seal first loses.
That's funny. All right. Let's get to the next win of the week.
I think we already saw Charles's win.
He's
got that 5-pound, 5-gallon jug.
We did. All right, guys. I have something pretty topical that I got in this past week. I'm always scouting, as you and all the viewers know, for anything
scouting.
By the way, I switched for Leia and call her Boosh now because I found the original radio audio recording with some of the original actors for Return of the Jedi, and now my kids are so angry about it. They're like, "Why do you keep saying Boosh, it's Boush.
Boush.
So,
the recording says what?
Boosh. Anthony Daniels is on the radio recording, and the dialogue is a little bit different than the movie, and his voice sounds a little higher too. But it's actually Anthony Daniels, and he says Boosh about 5 times when he's interpreting for Jabba.
When was this recorded?
I believe it was recorded of the time, like 83, 84. And apparently it never made, it was supposed to be some sort of a radio special. and it never made it to air. And then somebody got a hold of the file and made like a video with it, with like some cartoons and some cut scenes and stuff like that to make a visual. It's on YouTube. You can look it right up. But that was the first time I've heard anybody pronounce the name, and it was Anthony Daniels. So I have to believe he was being coached on the pronunciation somehow. But so anyway, I'm always scouting for items, and I came across this because it had been really fresh, and I got it in.
The timer.
I got
up.
It in when it was very new. Here is a Princess Leia Boosh. Star Wars Celebration 2023, Europe.
Oh, wow.
Oh, did you go?
Yeah, I was there for 2 weeks. I'm still here. I'm still there now, actually.
Still there.
You took your whole collection to London with you?
Yeah. So, yeah, somebody, the very first person I saw post this up on eBay that had, you know, some ridiculous price and make an offer. I made an offer. They accepted it right away. And now I've seen like, you know, a dozen of them come up. But there's people that have posted the entire set of them as well. There's like at least 15 or 20 of them. And the sets go for like $300 to $400 at least. So I'm going to share
what is that, swag. Is that swag?
No, no, no. It's an official. It's a chase. Oh. It's like a chase coin.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's a legit metal coin that was created by the convention.
Restrike.
So, yeah. And it's a large, you see, it's, I don't know if you could tell from my hand, it's a large format coin. It's like 1.5 times the size of the Power of the Force coins.
Nice. Is it heavy? Do you have something, around 4 inches to put it next to? We can see the size difference.
You can do a size comparison. Yeah, I don't have a Power of the Force coin.
Is it heavy?
Foice coin.
Can we hold it next to Brandon?
Yeah, it actually is. It is actually heavy.
can you put it up next to my mustache?
here's my live sale table.
My mustache is four inches.
Like it's got some weight to it.
That's a repro one.
Oh, it's repro. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna share another win of the week because I have some cool stuff lately. But you guys are gonna hopefully like this. This is something new to my hobby. Get ready for this, Chris. You don't have this.
It's another dick face. What is that?
I've heard about it.
So check this out.
Yeah.
It's really actually pretty awesome. So it looks like, you know, like your standard magnifying glass.
There's a stand on it.
It's definitely getting blown out a little bit on this light. Jesus but
Christ.
This light, yeah, here you go.
You know who had one of those? My 95-year-old grandmother.
So
to read the paper.
Ha!
I can actually use
so
that
it's got
one
a super
more.
Bright light.
Yeah,
you actually would. Yeah.
I think Victor needs to reorder 5 more of these and send them all.
Yeah, you hear that, Victor? I need one of the, you know why? So perfect example. I know what Charles is saying. I couldn't read some of the stuff inside one of the Lego minifigs to see if it was real.
Oh my god, I'm blowing out this thing with the light. Let me turn the light off.
Oh, there you go.
Still looks the same as when you were holding it up before.
And we're not asking Victor either. We're telling you. I am.
And so check out this light down here. This is like a 40 times magnifier. You got to put your item really close on one side and your eye really close on the other. But it's crazy how close you can get to looking at a figure and stuff with this little one.
I can see right inside Leia's shirt with that.
Yeah. And then finally, so there's a light on top.
Oh my God.
If you're using this light, there's a light for that. And then there's a black light, which is probably not coming across. Do you see the purple?
Ooh.
Yeah.
So if you want to check on any kind of figures, you know, the paint situation, you got a black light too.
That's or the awesome. Sabers, the yellow saber.
And it comes with a cable to plug it in, and it just takes three AA, AAA batteries.
Wow. Thanks, Victor.
So I bought one in black and orange. That's going to be a giveaway soon on Rogue Five Toys. We?
Black and orange, black and orange.
Can you show the black light through your room there to see what
Whoa.
Areas are working.
Yeah, so this is going to be a giveaway very soon on Rogue Five.
Ooh, I want one of those.
I want the black and orange one.
Can we win the
black and orange?
Yeah.
I'll take black and orange too.
Yeah.
I was thinking I would like the black and orange. And then when I have like my counter here, which is white, and I got the dick faces that are white and my table's white, I just figured I'd keep it the same. But the black and orange is very cool. So that's my win of the week is you guys all have the dick face glasses, thanks to Uncle Victor. And
thanks, Uncle Vic.
Those are cool to put on when you're looking at stuff that you're holding, but they're kind of cumbersome sometimes. And to just have this on the desk permanently and flash something underneath it real quick is very convenient.
How much are those?
Cheap. Like, I think $13.
I like when Shane pulls out. Like,
it's not an expensive giveaway, but
the big words, very cumbersome.
Yeah.
He's been following the Dick Face brand all over social media.
Yeah, he ordered 3 Dick Face shirts. He's wearing them at the convention.
He's a huge Dick fan. He's a huge Dick fan.
Oh, you shorten the name, you just call him Dicks now?
Yeah.
He's wearing a Dick Face hat at the convention too.
I'm going to walk around with those glasses on. Chris.
So my win is nothing personal. I don't have anything for my collection. But I did pick up another collection to sell on Rogue Five Toys next week. It's a bunch of loose figures, variants. It's like, I want to say like 150 loose figures, a ton of accessories. So if anyone's looking for accessories and certain loose figures with variants, meaning like Luke Jedi will be the blue saber, the green. Yoda will be the orange and the brown, stuff like that. Last 17, Blue Schnag. It'll all be there. Rogue Five Toys. It's no fees, no fuss. So
no coupons.
Do you want to give out a coupon code for that, or
we don't need coupons on this?
Oh, no coupons. Yeah. Okay.
No threats either.
So be on the lookout. We're gonna announce this later, but we're having new Rogue Five shirts made for the convention. It's Rogue Five Toys. No fees.
We don't harass
no
you.
Fuss.
Yeah.
No fees. It's... No fuss. No coupons.
No coupons.
No harassment.
No harassment. So yeah, so that's my win.
Don't need to pack your blaster.
You're gonna see the collection right here. You're gonna see the collection over here, and then you're gonna see it
look at that.
There, and then you're gonna see it down there.
So that looks like some good stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, we're gonna look forward to seeing that on the page. There's a couple of variants that I would like. I need a good Taiwan Luke Jedi, but I also either that and or a molded face. I don't have a molded face, so I'm always on the lookout for that lately. I just kind of discovered
there's a really nice Taiwan Luke Jedi on shopthevaultonline.com.
Oh, all right, I might have to check that out. All right, boys, do we have a whiff of the week?
John says yes.
Oh, you do.
I love how this. Spicy. I love how we have a timer for 20 minutes, and this is turning into be 40.
It's 27 minutes and 45 seconds.
God. Now but it's now, time
but,
for.
But just remember, you've learned something about superpowers, Chris.
Keep talking.
Hey,
all right, what's next?
That wasn't the longest segment, okay? I got a couple of items off eBay, and they looked way better. Ooh. I'll show the picture of the items that I ordered. And here are the items that I got. I don't know if you can. Let me turn that way. There we go. Trash. Yellow.
Is that vintage?
Yep.
That's very dull.
Very dull. That is and that sucks because this is a Taiwan.
$20.
A Taiwan with the green tint.
What's wrong with it? I mean,
it's the urinal variant.
I know that, but like, what's
scuffed?
You paid a lot more than it's worth.
I paid expecting one thing and I got another. Let's put it that way.
Return.
I mean, you're rubbing your bare fingers all over the sticker right now. So
yeah.
And also this one. This is a Hong Kong one. It's not too bad.
It looks a little cleaner, but the sticker looks off and peeling on the side.
Yeah. So I'll put up the pictures that I had, that I looked at versus what I actually got. I'm a little disappointed. So, I mean.
You returning them?
No, I'm still going to sell them, but I want to put them in the case. But I'll probably break even on them.
Yeah, that
that's
happens.
My whiff of the week.
That happens sometimes where you're like, you got to make that decision. Can I at least break even on them, or do I want to spend more time dealing with returns?
Yeah. Well, I thought I was getting a deal on it, but
yeah,
I just bought a little disappointed. Dick face.
So that's my whiff of the week, huh?
I bought my own dick face.
Just now?
Just now?
Yeah, it's $13.01.
Take your time, Charles. You know, we're only in the middle of doing a show right now, but
they're on sale. They're $8 off right now. They're literally $8 off right now.
Black and orange?
Okay, I'm telling you right now, you're gonna love this friggin' thing. It's so cool. It's so great to have just wherever you sit and look at your collectibles and deal with them.
That means Uncle Victor only needs to buy one less.
Uncle Victor's not gonna buy them.
Oh wow, they have a green and black one too. I like that one.
Do they?
Yeah, but it's $20. It's not on sale.
Oh yeah, I think I did see that one. Yeah.
All right. I'm getting the orange one right now.
It's totally worth it. Totally worth it. So we have nothing to do with that company, but it's a good product. Nice bright LED lights on it. All right, guys, that's going to do it for another episode of Wins and Whiffs with the Five Idiots Talking Toys. Thanks very much for being here. We will see you next time on our Sunday podcast episode. It's topic driven. You can come and watch it on YouTube or listen on your favorite podcast app. And we're here every Wednesday with some more wins and sometimes a whiff. What is that? A demon? A parademon?
A path of
parademon.
Yeah. Parademon. All right. I think we've said all we can say, and we will see everyone next time on Five Idiots Talking Toys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.